Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I'm your host. So it's Friday night, Sunday night when you're listening to this, or Monday or Tuesday, whatever. So it's Q&A time. So let's just go ahead and get through this real quick. So we've got the website, thedetailsolutionspodcast.com. Listen, you guys think I joke that it's the best website. I think it really is. It's, you know, the reason why I think it's the best website is, you know, not only do you have all the links to where you can find anything about the podcast, you know, all the social media stuff, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, whatever. And then we also have easy links for you to find us on Apple and Spotify and Car Supplies Warehouse. How are you doing? Hope you're watching. But yeah, I mean, right there, Car Supplies Warehouse leads me into our vendor page. You know, we have some of the best vendors that support us. We support them. That also makes our website so awesome. You know, I mean, Car Supplies Warehouse, for instance. I mean, if you can't find something from Car Supplies Warehouse, like, dude, and I mean, they sell everything. Like, it's your, you know, your one stop. So that kind of makes us your one stop, you know. But we also have the other ones like Auto Fiber, No Burke. You need a website. We got Detailers Roadmap, comfortable ass Viper chairs, and training with Detailing Success. So you can find everything you need for your business, for your detailing needs on our website. And we give you a link. We give you a cool little coupon code, right? Like, you go, you save a little bit of money by spending money with these people, with these businesses. They're going to hopefully keep spending money with us. We're going to bring you that funny. So hashtag money, money, funny. And then we have the merch store. You can go and buy either, if you're watching on YouTube, you can buy a Concaster t-shirt, or you can go and buy a logo shirt, the headphones logo shirt, hoodie. We have the hat. The hat's right there, the embroidered hat. That's such a badass hat. I get so many compliments about it. So thedetailsolutionspodcast.com. I feel like it's the best detailing website there is. We are also live on YouTube every Wednesday and Friday nights when we do these. The Detail Solutions Podcast is our channel, so please go check us out there. We're trying to grow that. you know, if you want to see what everybody looks like, if we mention something on the show and, you know, kind of seems like one of those you have to see it kind of things, you can go and watch it there. I'm going to start pushing the TikTok again because I really want to get to 1,000 followers, like I said the other day or on the last podcast. I really don't care if you guys like, watch, whatever. I just want to get to 1,000 followers so I can start doing lives. There's a lot of detailers on TikTok, and if I can start doing some lives, that'll hopefully get us in front of some more detailers out there that don't know about us, and potentially help, you know, build the podcast, get us some more views and some more listens and things like that. So please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button anywhere that you're listening to us, anywhere that you're following us. And please leave us a 5-star review. It helps your business with Google. It helps us with Apple and Spotify by pushing us to, you know, other people that are looking for not only detailing podcasts, but other just automotive related, you know, podcasts. You know, somebody's listening to something automotive, you know, it'll push us there if we get enough reviews and get enough watches or listens and things like that. So we're going to jump into our first commercial break, and we'll be right back with our guests. So see you in a minute.
If you have not yet tried Oberg's new APS soap, now is your chance to receive 15% off by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. Oberg's new all-purpose soap is perfect for all your exterior washing needs. This unique formula combines plant-based cleaning power that is effective and versatile. Whether you are mobile washing or maintaining a ceramic-coated vehicle, APS soap works quickly and rinses easily. This super concentrated formula can also be used on really tough bugs and is very effective in dirty door jams. To find out more, please visit oberkcarcare.com.
Attention detail shop owners, say goodbye to the hassle of multiple orders from all different suppliers. Car Supplies Warehouse is here to revolutionize your shopping experience. We have created a comprehensive online platform where you can find everything you need all in one place. We are constantly expanding our product range, adding new supplies, tools, and equipment. Our goal is to make Car Supplies Warehouse your ultimate one-stop shopping destination. And we don't just stop at providing top quality products. We understand that knowledge is crucial for running a successful business. This is why we offer over 100 online videos specifically tailored to educate and empower businesses like yours. So grow your skills and run a successful business with our online training courses. We take our commitment to education even further by providing in-person training classes. Our expert instructors will guide you through hands-on sessions, sharing their wealth of knowledge and helping you take your shop to new heights. We also have an awesome discount program that ties everything together really nice. Enjoy exclusive benefits and saving as a Car Supplies Warehouse member. Join DetailWise Pro under the Save and Learn tab on our website, carsupplieswarehouse.com, and experience the advantages firsthand. And for a limited time only, we are offering a special deal just for Detail Solutions podcast listeners. Sign up for DetailWise Pro using code PRO30, and you're going to enjoy 30 days of free access and free discounts. There's no obligation. You can cancel anytime. So come discover what you've been missing.
All right, and we're back with Brian Rodenberg, right? Rodenberg? Did I fucked it up?
No, you got it, but you got the first name wrong. It's David. Okay. David Rodenberg.
Oh, Dave, why do I have you as Brian?
I don't know, man.
Did you send me it wrong? Nope, you sure didn't. Why the hell did I write Brian? My bad. Dude, it's okay. Just not my night, man. Listen, it's not my night. We're going to have to...
No, I mean, we're going to make it your night. We're going to make it your night.
Hopefully, man. I'm late to my own podcast. I got you messaging me like, hey, man, are we still going? And I'm just sitting on the couch like, la, 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 la. My bad. Why did I
have Jason Bruno, you're making it look bad, man. What the F?
I know.
I'm making it look bad?
I know. I'm making it look bad is what he's saying.
I was watching the commercials. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. Like, your commercials got me. I was watching them. I was like, damn, Car Supplies Warehouse, legit, detail-wise.
Right?
I'm going to go look them up when I get home.
That's what you got to do, man.
No, those guys are legit, man. Chicago Auto Pros, solid.
All of our sponsors are solid, man. Like, right. I don't say it just to, like, kiss ass. I mean, everybody that is a sponsor of ours are people that, you know, I use and Jason used, and, you know, it's all, you know, we align ourselves with hopefully the best in the industry. You know, at least I feel like it. 100%. Yeah, Jason, you can take a bow on those, buddy. And I'm betting 1,000, I think, not 100. I think I'm betting 1,000. So, all right, so David.
Yes, sir. Brian. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How are you doing, buddy?
It is David. Oh, look, I'm good. You changed the top two already. That's awesome.
Yeah. I changed it real quick. Yeah. I might not be on it, but I'm on it. Yeah.
Dude, I think you're on it more than you think you are.
I'm trying to be, man.
No, it looks awesome, man.
Listen, man, it's Friday. Like, you know,
Come on. It's Friday. Yeah.
So listen, man, the big question, right, is the who, the where, the when, the why, the how did you get into detailing?
Who, where, how, why? In 2008 or 9, I was on my way to my job, and I saw some dude in sandals washing a car, and it just light bulb went off. I'm like, that guy looks like he's just doing what he wants to do all day and making some money. So that was it. That was it. Yeah. So
that was it. So you were just. That was it. But what were you doing before that? Like that, you saw that and was like, I need to do something different.
I saw odd end jobs. So like pizza delivery, a pet shop, a fastener place, stuff I don't want to say on the podcast, just like odd end jobs, you know, like work. I always got into situations where PC stuff came up, or people were being political, or like the way that like a corporation works. I don't like that. I don't kiss people's asses. I'm not going to conform to somebody else's idea when they're on a power trip. So I kept running into problems at every job. And the only thing I can do is work for myself. I have the drive to do it. I don't like working for other people.
Okay. So now you see some guy in flip-flops washing a car, and you're like, that looks like the coolest shit ever. So that, like, what's that next step? Do you just go down and buy a bucket and some flip-flops and start it yourself? Or
dude, I went to Right Look in San Diego, and I bought a trailer, and I towed it on my truck, and I realized right away that it was the worst idea ever. It was like, I saw the guy doing it. I was like, that looks so cool. He's so relaxed. You know, he's doing what he likes. And then quickly realized I'm a car washer, and it's not fun. It's not fun. Yeah. It's hard. Yeah. It's hard ass work.
You got duped. I got duped by myself.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome. Duped by the flip-flops for sure.
Yeah. In fact, that's probably going to be the title, is David got duped by the flip-flops.
Oh, that's perfect, man. That's perfect.
Yeah.
So that was 2009. Even though it was hard, and I realized that, you know, it's not necessarily fun work that you're doing all day trying to make money washing cars. It was something that that I loved. I loved hustling and working for myself. So I never stopped. And I actually had to work at 1.2 jobs doing the detailing, car washing, and working another job to support working for myself. And eventually was able to quit that job and just stay full time focusing on myself. It's just been like that ever since.
So when you first started out, I mean, was it strictly just kind of like mobile washing? Like you're just doing wash and vacuum and stuff like that. And then like, what was that progression where you started, I guess, learning into corrections and coatings? I see you got looks like a plotter behind you. So I'm guessing you're doing some PPF and window tinting. So take me through that transition. Like, how do you, go from, that mobile guy or, you know, just a basic car washer into progressing to an actual detail
person? Well, my focus is even at the very beginning, it's always been searching out the highest quality products and the highest quality service. So in 2009, I was doing a lot of washes, but I was also big into the polymer paint sealants, which are new and big at the time. So I'm applying a lot of paint sealant and making a little bit off of that, because I can do a higher ticket on that than the washes and the vacuuming. Focusing on my detailing, just trying to provide the best possible service in everything led me to stepping up and opening into different things. So in 2013, I was so busy with mobile detailing and paint sealant applications that's when we opened our shop. We had so much mobile work, we just needed somewhere to put cars. So I opened the shop in 2013, and that's when we started offering the other services that you can only offer at a shop, like window tint, PPF, vinyl. And it was the same thing as 2009. It seems like an amazing idea, right? It seems just offer window tint and PPF and vinyl and it'll just blow up, right? No, it was the same shit. It is very, very hard to get into it, to learn how to provide that service at the quality that I wanted to, which was the highest quality. It's not right. something that you could just do real quick, you know?
Yeah.
No. So it's just,
it's just like they say, slow, you know, it's steady, like they say, anything that's worth, you know, is you have to take the time to do it. You know, you have to really learn it. And yeah. I mean, listen, we all don't become, and Jason's still watching this, so he'll love this term. We all don't become master detailers overnight, right? Like all these guys are all of a sudden master detailers, you know?
Yeah. So. But the internet will tell you otherwise. The internet will tell you otherwise. I know. You're done. Yeah.
Listen, I can go down to Staples and get me a certificate that'll say that I'm a whatever in anything.
Yeah,
you know,
like, I'll train you and give you a certificate also.
Yeah, exactly. So that's cool that you grew so big with your mobile that you had to have a shop to be able to put stuff, because most people make that transition because they're just like, I'm tired of doing mobile, or they're getting into the higher end type stuff that, you know, they right. can't just, you know, go into somebody's garage and, you know, spend 2 or 3 days doing corrections and coatings and PPF, and, you know, they need a physical location for that.
Yeah. And that's always going to be, it's always going to be tough, man. I remember when I did make the transition, you know, all my customers, they don't want to come to the shop. They're used to me coming to their house.
Yeah.
And it's almost like starting a new business. Like mm-hmm. when you have a shop, you're looking for a different clientele than when you're mobile. And it doesn't matter what service it is. If you're doing ceramic coatings mobile, it's still a different clientele than the guys that want ceramic coating to come to a shop. So right. when you do make that transition, it's not easy. You're essentially closing one business and opening another. And that's right. what was the hardest for me.
Right. So now when you opened the shop, did you keep the mobile unit going, or did you kind of phase it out? Or, I mean, are you still doing it today? Or
so I did keep the mobile unit going at first because it was a spot just to put cars and do stuff I couldn't do outside. Gotcha. But it faded pretty fast. So like recognizing that my mobile clients were not my shop clients was a big thing. It was a really tricky situation to figure out how to make both of them work at the same time, by myself or with two people, three people.
Yeah.
So I stopped the mobile, from what I remember, pretty quickly after opening the shop, because my plan was to blow up with tint and vinyl and the other services to compensate. But what I didn't realize is that no one's going to just start showing up because you have a shop.
Right.
You know, I've never done tint. I've never done vinyl. I've never done PPF in 2013. So for me to think that just because I opened a shop, flooded was a mistake.
Gotcha.
But hustling made me, you know, hustling with the detailing, I stopped doing the mobile pretty fast after opening the shop.
Right. So how was that with your mobile clients? I mean, was it hard to kind of tell them, hey, look, you know, we've got the shop, we'd love to keep you as a client if you're willing to come to the shop, but we're not doing the mobile anymore? And, you know, kind of how did they react to that?
Exactly. I explained it exactly how you just said, just letting them know, look, I'm not going to be able to wash your car, but you can always come to the shop, or I can't detail it there, but you can come here. And it's really funny because that's when you know who your clients are.
Yeah.
They're either going to say, you know, well, I love your work and I'll drive wherever, or they're going to say, you know what, if you're not coming to my house, it doesn't really work out for me.
Right.
And that's a red flag. If they don't want you to do it, they're using you for a different reason. Like you're the cheapest or convenience of you coming there. And that's all they care about. Right. So I started realizing, you know, some of the clients had zero issue with it. No problem. I'll come to you. I'll drop it off. I'll get a ride, whatever. And some clients just cut me off. They don't,
Yeah.
They don't want to deal with someone that's not coming to their house.
Right. I kind of learned that. I mean, not with mobile, because I never did mobile, but I kind of learned that when I made that, you know, transition from the car wash, and some of the, you know, some of my clients from the car wash followed me, and I was still kind of doing car wash pricing, right, for them, because like I figured like they were following me, they were supporting me. So like, you know, I was doing hand washes for, you know, $35-$40, you know, waxes for like $60, you know, basically car wash prices.
Yeah.
And when I had that kind of that aha moment, you know, of realizing my worth, you know, like I always ask everybody, and started to say like, okay, I can't do, you know, I can't spend an hour or an hour and a half washing your car for $35 anymore. Like, it's just not going to happen. Right.
Yeah.
And the same thing, like a lot of customers were like, hey, Alex, like, I get it. I understand, you know, I'll pay, you know, whatever you're going to raise it to. They understand there's inflation, right, like, as you know, things get on. And then there's the other people that were just like, well, I'm not going to come to you then. They were basically just coming to me because of the price. You know, it wasn't because of me, it was just because of the price. And you're right. Like, that sometimes that kind of stings a little bit, because you think these people are supporting you, but they were only doing it because it was a convenient to them, or it was a price point for them, you know, and you're just like, wow, like, you know, I thought you were somebody special, you know?
yeah, for sure. But, yeah. And I tried to do, what?
No, I was going to say, but I quickly realized that those aren't the people I want anyways. Like, that's, you know, it's not people you want in your life, you know?
Right. Yeah. A couple of years ago, I tried to do the mobile thing again, because the idea of doing the services here at the shop and then being able to go take care of that car at their house is amazing.
Yeah.
But I can't make it profitable. I'm losing money, and it's really hard to make money mobile washing. It's very difficult. I've even had customers like begging me, like, please start it up again. I'll pay you $100 to come wash my car.
Yeah.
And even at $100, you're driving there, you're setting up, you're breaking down, you're washing, you probably have another guy, you're still at $100 unless you have the cars all lined up right there.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to make money.
Right. And I'm the same way. Like, I don't do a lot of mobile, but I do have my Friday, my monthly clients. You know, and again, most of them are all, you know, coded cars. So it's super easy to take care of. But what I sold them on, because they were car wash clients to begin with, is I sold them on like, hey, if I'm going to come to you, and again, they all live like within a 2-mile radius. So it's easy for me to bounce from neighborhood to neighborhood in a 2-mile radius. Right. Versus like driving all over town, right? And you're spending 20, 30 minutes in between clients. I'm spending, you know, 2 minutes to 5 minutes driving between clients. But I explained to them that if I was going to do that, it's going to be a rinseless wash, one, because it's a coded car, you know, and it's easier to clean that way. And two, it's going to be like a car wash style hand wash. Like, I'm just going to vacuum it. I'm going to give a quick dust down on the dashboard. I'm going to wipe out the door jams. You know, I'm going to wash it real quick, wheel faces and tire dressing. And that's it. Like, I'm not cleaning the barrels. I'm not cleaning the wheel wells. You know, I don't do windows unless they noticeably have smudges or smears or something like that on them. You know, and they're fine with that. So, so that to me makes it easy, makes it profitable, because I can go in and be in and out anywhere between 25 and 35, 40 minutes, depending on the size of the car. I mean, I have a couple of them that have like Range Rovers, right? And that takes me like 40 minutes to do, but I have one lady that's got a convertible Porsche, you know, dude, I'm in and out in like 25 minutes. Like,
But you also have, on the other end of that, you have guys that are spending 2.5 hours washing the car for $55.
Right.
You know, and they're hustling and they're pushing all day. If you can manage those expectations of what you're doing and get the logistics right, like you were saying, having them all set up within, you know, a route there, you could definitely kill it. You could definitely do it. Yeah. But it's very difficult. If that's all you're doing, it's very difficult.
Right. And see, then, like, usually when I do it, I start out at like 8 o'clock in the morning at the first house, and I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cars before I go back to the shop. I start out at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm back at the shop by like 12:30, mm-hmm. you know, five cars in 4 hours, including, like, you know, pulling my buckets out of my vacuum cleaner out of the back of the SUV, putting it back in, you know, driving the, you know, a couple minutes here and there. So that's the only reason why I do it. But yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, it's, and I know some people do keep a mobile unit on the road because it, you know, it's just extra income or whatever.
But if you're
charging the right amount and you're making it work, that it covers the, you know, the gas and the wear and tear on the vehicle and payroll and everything like that, it's I think it's a good idea too.
Sorry, broke up there for a minute.
Yeah, you froze a little bit. You're
my connection sucks over here.
Yeah, you're
right. They're like when they set up my internet, they're like, okay, so your internet's going to be X amount per month for X amount KBPS, whatever it is, the speed.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, how come at my house I have double the speed for half of that cost? And they're like, oh, because it's residential. This is commercial.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, okay. So double the cost for half the speed because it's a business. I was like, damn, that's crazy. So my internet's slow at my shop. Yeah. My house is fast.
Yeah. That's when you just need to tell them it's a residential. It looks like a business, but no, we just live there.
Yeah. I promise.
Yeah. Yeah.
These aren't businesses either next door. No.
Yeah. We all just live here. It's a big communion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, like, you've been in it for a minute then, man. I mean, if you've been around since 2009, like, you know, you predate codings and everything. So,
yeah, I mean, dude, I was talking to Chris at G-Technic the other day.
Okay. Yeah. Wheeler.
Chris Wheeler. He called me an OG, and I was like, this is kind of weird, man. But yeah, I've watched it evolve, and it's crazy, man. It is crazy. Yeah. And that's why I have so much to talk about on it, because I've seen all this stuff and I've seen it blow up the past, 5 years has been insane with the internet. And I think what I wanted to say on here too was, like, it's with every industry. It's not just the detailing industry. It's the internet has made and broke everything on every industry. So for detailing, you can use it as a tool, and I can go, if I'm having trouble, go look it up real quick and find it within a couple seconds. Or you could have a guy that's trying to learn and getting flooded with false information from these kids that are ego over talent. And they're making these videos trying to teach and, like, educate and explain stuff. They have no idea what they're talking about.
Oh, absolutely, dude.
It's crazy. So customers come in with all this false information, and that's my new job, is educating them because of the false information on the internet.
Yeah, I'll read you this real quick. I just had a client, like, I don't know, he's been an off and on client. I think he just hits me up whenever he can't find somebody else, but it's fine. Like, he always has a newer car. Like, he's got a new 23, you know, C8 or whatever. And he was asking me about a wash and a wax and, you know, could I fit him in tomorrow? And I was like, yeah, I can get you in tomorrow. And then he was like asking me about a ceramic, right? So I hit him with my price. He's like, oh, that's expensive. And he, like, sends me a screenshot from, some mobile detailing company that I guess he was talking to, And the guy quoted him $300. Rims get cleaned as well. You get 3 month protection tire dressing, and it only takes him about an hour and a half to do.
Right.
I was like, I was like, buddy, you know, like, I was like, maybe an hour and a half just to slap on ceramic on a C8, you know?
I mean, it's every day. Yeah. The crazy thing to me is you can have a guy that went to Walmart and he bought a $7 bottle of ceramic spray sealant or even a ceramic spray detailer. And then you can have someone that comes to my shop and spends $2,200 on coating their new car. And that guy that paid $17 is going to argue with the guy that paid $2,200 that he also has a ceramic coated car and he only paid $12.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so everybody's car right now, every single car out there almost is ceramic coated. They're all coated. Did you go to the $3 drive-through or did you go to Watershed and spend, you know, a lot of money to get good results? But what are they going to look like? What are they going to look like in 4 months?
Yeah. I all kind of goes back to, you know, clients don't really see the things that we see. And I mean, realistically, yes, you probably could just wash it and throw a coating on it. And the guy would probably be like, oh my God. But when you do that $2,200 job, you know, like you and I are going to do versus somebody who's charging $300 and just probably slapping a coating on top of his new vet, there is going to be a difference. I mean, that prep 100%. Work makes all the difference in the world. And that's 100%. The one thing that I always try to tell people, you know, especially when people reach out to me and ask me like, you know, hey, Alex, what do you think's a really good coating? You know, I always try to tell them like the coating isn't what makes that car look that gloss. I mean, yeah, it enhances it, right? But it's the work that you do in the compound and polishing. If you're really good at cutting and polishing, I mean, it kind of hurt me a little bit, but made me feel good. I did, I forget what kind of car it was. But I took a before picture, like before I coated it, like after cut and polish. And then I took a picture with it coated, right? And the only way you could really kind of tell a difference by looking at them was the coated car did look a little bit darker, right? It had that, like, you know, it just darkened the color. Like, I think it was a red car or an orange car or something like that. So it darkened it a little bit by, you know, by brightening it. And I showed them to my wife and I was like, which one do you think is the coated? And my wife picked the cut and polished picture as what she thought was the coated. She said that one looked better to her than the other one. And I was kind of like, oh man, really? Like, you know, but at the same time, I was like, but that's all me, right? That's all me.
Yeah.
Like, I think
a lot of detailers don't realize that we're so geeked out on all of this stuff that a lot of customers don't care. They do not care. So my strategy lately has just been, look, whatever you want, I will take care of it.
Yeah.
Whether you want ceramic coating, you want wax, you want paint sealant, whatever, however you want your car to look and however long you want it to stay looking that way is what I'm going to do. And, you know, obviously the higher price tickets are going to give you more than the lower price tickets.
Exactly.
And it's really that simple. But with the internet, again, it's a scientific extravaganza for customers to try and figure out what coating, where just like you said, it doesn't matter what coating you use. Obviously, there's coatings that are better than others, obviously. But it doesn't really matter which one you use. It matters who you go with.
Exactly. That's all the prep work. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, listen, man, let's jump into a break real quick and then we'll come back and we'll do some more chatting. We'll be right back. For
sure. Awesome.
Fiber has every pad you would need, including tire pads. Towels, got them. windows, wheels, interiors, paint, the all new men on a stick for heading taller vehicles, or the new bug sponge for fronts. And then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two bucket system, glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube. Check out our channel. And in the barrel blade, it's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the Dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And in the new wheel paw for getting those faces, getting in between spokes, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we'll not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we will mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced five-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
All right. So is it just you at your shop or do you have employees?
So I've had there at one point, I've had five employees total in two locations. And right now I'm on and off with only one helper, and doing almost everything by myself. I seem to be a lot happier that way. And I've finally gotten to the point, you know, after 15 years where I only do the jobs I want to do for the clients that I want to do them for.
Okay.
The stress level is almost zero right now when it's that way. Right. I think I've learned over time, I don't want to have a big company. I want to be comfortable and stress free. Yeah. And definitely not always like that, but I'm getting closer to doing that. And I like having helpers. I like having employees. But right now I'm super comfortable with just being a one-man show. My wife and kids will come help me out when I'm doing a big PPF job, putting big pieces of film on. Okay. So it's easier. But other than that, right now I'm one-man show with a helper on and off.
Dude, that's awesome. I mean, that's the way that I, you know, like to do it. I'm a one-man show. You know, Alan Medcraft, you know, brilliantly kind of said that it's more of a lifestyle business for me. You know, it just keeps me in the lifestyle that I want. I'm not trying to, you know, not trying to be a Chicago Auto Pros, you know, nothing against that. I mean, that's awesome what Jason and Greg have built, but like, I'm not trying to grow to that, you know, and I'm not struggling. Like I've got that, you know, that happy medium where, you know, I have, you know, a lot of free time to be able to go and take Haley to school and pick her up from school and take her to cheerleading and, you know, all that fun stuff and still be able to go in and, you know, get shit done that needs to be done and, you know, make the money that we need. So, I mean, that's cool that you're doing that.
It was a hard thing to learn is that I don't want to have a big company,
right?
You know, because that's the goal of every company is to blow up, right? But you know, that little shack that sells barbecue that has the line all the way down the street. Sorry. That's the guy. Yeah. And, you know, the stress of building a business like that is a lot. It doesn't matter who you are. The stress of building it that big as Chicago Auto Pros, which is amazing. I mean, it's amazing what he's done. And would I love to do that? course, the stress of getting to there is very high, no matter who you are.
I mean, I think you've got to be built for that, right? I mean, like Jason's right. just, I think Jason and Greg are like those guys, right? Like they're really smart. They're really, really driven, you know, and it's just, you know, it's like next challenge. You know, whereas I feel like, you know, for me, it's like, okay, I'm cool. I'm here. I'm comfortable. It allots me a lot of free time, you know, to be with the family. I'm good with that, you know? And then I think you have kind of, you know, the other side of it where you've got these, you know, usually they're younger kids, but sometimes it's, you know, the guys that have been in it for a while and they just don't know how to turn off, and they're, you know, they're just burning the candle at both ends, because it's just, you know, let's just wrote, you know, just it's, we're done with this one. Let's get to the next one. We got to get, you know, and sometimes they're not necessarily growing. They're just like trying to crank out right. and crank out. And I think that's a little bit different, you know, like they think that by cranking it, they're going to grow their business, and they're going to be, you know, the next, you know, Chicago Auto Pros or the next, you know, whatever. But when realistically, sometimes they're just spinning tires in the mud, you know, because they're never really going anywhere, but it seems like they're just always constantly busy. And then they're just ended up burning themselves out. You know, and that's something whenever we do those mental health and burnout type episodes, I wish they got more traction. You know, I mean, I get it. People don't want to hear that type of stuff or listen to it or whatever, but it's a very real thing. You know, I mean, there's a lot of times I, you know, see people posting on Facebook, you know, about burnout. How do you deal with it? You know, just don't take on more than you can chew.
And it was very hard for me to learn that I didn't want that. Yeah. So like, when I did figure out, you know, this is where I'm comfortable, this is where I'm saving, and this is where I spend time with my family, this is not what I've been trying to build since I started in 2009. It was a hard thing to realize, but I'm much happier this way. And it's just like you said, everybody's different. So those guys are businessmen, you know, they're really good at doing that. And not everybody is that way, you know?
Yeah.
I love it right now. I love all my clients are like my friends. You know, they love the work I do. I love doing the work for them. That's a lot of time with the family. I'm able to save when I can. And that's all I need, you know.
Yeah. No, that's great. So you're in California. You know, whatever. kind of detail capital of the world or whatever. I feel
the same way.
Yeah. How hard, you know, because I mean, all I hear, you know, from a lot of people, you know, I mean, I was just talking with Mike Cardenas the other day with Aquatech, you know, and he was telling me like, you know, the struggles they were kind of going through right now, where they were having to redo a lot of their labels and their SDS sheets specifically for California, because it's just such a pain in the ass. And I know, you know, seeing a lot of the guys out there, you know, you guys can't use water. Like, I mean, like, dude, how hard is it detailing in California, and why are so many of you guys still doing it?
So mobile, if you're water as a mobile detailer, they don't want it going down the storm drain at all. And there was this mechanic company that kept putting water down the storm drain. The fire department came and fined them. They came with like a scientist or something, and he's testing the water. And every chemical that was in the water was a new fine, another fine for them. So they don't mess around with water. The mobile guys get away with it because they're jumping around.
It's hard to track them down.
Yeah, the neighbor has to like call, and then the city has to get there right away, and that's how they'll get them. So the mobile guys can kind of get away from it. When I open my shop here, they just don't want the water going out. I have to do all my washes inside, and I have to reclaim all of that water.
Okay.
So do you have buy panel wipe. Chris?
Yeah, you can't?
No, I went to buy it the other day.
He was telling me that. Yeah, that's right. He told me that for some reason they can't sell their panel wipe in California or whatever.
And I asked him, I was like, well, what do you want me to do? Because like, I want to use what you tell me to do. He's like, he was almost laughing at me. He's like, well, maybe just leave California, man. I don't know. Yeah. Like use something that'll prep it. So I had to go to the body shop store, get
So
wax and grease.
Is it just something that's in GTEC's panel wipe or is it all panel wipe?
I don't know because I think it's just politics stuff because when I go to the body shop to buy wax and grease remover, I can almost guarantee that that's a way nastier chemical than G-Technic panel wipe.
Yeah. You'd think so.
So I think it's just a political thing. What's allowed.
Right.
I really don't know. But.
Jeez. You froze up. Did you froze up? Hang on.
Business wise,
okay. You froze up for a minute.
Oh, okay. I was just gonna say everything in California business wise is hard.
Yeah. So in your shop, like you actually have like a drain system that drains in and catches the water. Does it like go somewhere and recycle, or is it just kind of like those drain systems that have like rock and then sand and gravel or whatever to break it all down before it goes into the earth or whatever? Yeah.
So I've evolved my wash bay over a long time. And right now what I have is I have like a berm around it that's bolted down into the concrete, and then a P trap that's built down, submerged into the concrete. That will it's a submergible pump, and then it pumps it in so I can reclaim that water. The city wants to see, they're very concerned about the water going into the storm drain outside.
Yeah. No, I get it. That's crazy, man. Yeah. I don't I think move out of California is the
right. Yeah. Chris says the same thing.
Just don't come to Florida. We got enough we got enough people here.
Right. But yeah, it's hard. Yeah. I was so bummed out because I love panel wipe. I love it. I love it for not just coating prep, but I love it for like removing old wax from trim and even glass, using it as super diluting it, using it as glass cleaner. So I was super bummed out when I couldn't get it. But it's just California.
And I know when I talked to him at the creator event in Chicago, that he was telling me, or maybe it was on the podcast after, because I don't know, we did a podcast there, and with the issues I had, it didn't I couldn't get the audio from it, so we had to redo it like afterwards, which thankfully Chris was like so cool about it. He's like, yeah, man, it's like whatever, man, like we'll just, you know. So it was pretty cool, but it was either in Chicago or it was on the podcast after. He told me they've got a new version of it coming out that's or maybe it's already out now by now.
Like a diluted badass. You can just use it neat. Yeah, I love that stuff.
Yeah,
and the new XO is so good.
Yeah XO5.
Yeah,
he gave me a couple samples of that to try. He's like, look, I know you're a C-Quartz Pro guy, but he's like, just try it for me. Let me know. So I did it. I did it on a black Bentley, dude. Right. And it was butter. I mean, it was easy on, easy off.
Slickness is out of the world.
Yeah. The only thing that I kind of fucked up with is, because with Pro, I'm used to being able to do a little bit bigger like sections. You know, it's a Pro still kind of has a, especially down here in the heat and the humidity, it flashes pretty fast. But I think XO 5 was faster because I did the whole rear bumper, and by the time I went to start taking off the driver's side where I started, it was like nope.
Yeah, it's
bro, much, I'm not coming off.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I don't know.
I had to polish it off. Yeah, and redo it.
Yeah. I don't know the exact like chemistry behind it, but I do know that the G-Technic coatings are they cure with humidity. So the guys in humid weather, Chris was saying that in very, very humid weather, there's guys that are using a new applicator for every section, because by the time,
I lose you.
Can you hear me?
There we go. Yeah, I can hear you.
Sorry, man. My internet.
No, it's apparently it's on my side now. I don't know.
Okay.
There we go. I don't know why, because I'm directly plugged into.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
It's
Friday, so man. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. We're good.
Yeah.
So there's guys using new applicators for every section of coating because it's so humid that by the time they're done with the one section, their applicator's getting hard.
Wow.
So I do think that that's different from some other coatings. Hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do think it's different.
See, I only did one car because I had a 30 mil. So that Bentley, I slapped it on there and used the whole thing. And I mean, I did it on a really humid day here. I mean, it was probably, I'm trying to remember, cause I think it was in March or April. So it was getting warm here. You know, it was probably high 80s, low 90s when I did it. The humidity was probably 70%-ish that day.
Right.
I didn't have a problem with the applicator hardening up. Okay. Like I said, it was just that one because the bumper on the Bentley is really big, you know. And so when I went and polished it off, then what I did was I broke it up in the sections. So I did from like the wheel well to the tag and wiped it, and then did like the middle part where the tag is and wiped it, and then did from the tag to the passenger side wheel well and wiped it. But other than that, the whole rest of the car, I didn't have, you know, any issues with.
Right.
It was just the bumper at the rear bumper just, you know, was just flashed way too fast on me.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that new EXO, and I can tell it's different by the way it flashes. So that one will kind of bead up versus the rainbow effect. Like
sweats. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's really nice. I love it.
Yeah. No, it's pretty cool. Like I said, I haven't really used any. That's the first time I've ever used a G-Tech product, but I've got it on one of my monthly client's cars. So you know, I see that car every week, you know, and it's right. You know, I use Oberg's rinseless wash on it. And dude, I mean, it's like, you know,
their serum ultra is insane.
Yeah.
That is my favorite right now.
Yeah.
I love that coating. Yeah. It's nice. Really nice. So sweet. Easy to apply. And the performance is crazy. I love it.
That's awesome. Yeah. And my buddy was using them for a bit, and then he had some issues, not with the coding. He had some issues with I guess like another installer down here or something like that. So he was just like, he's like, I'm gonna switch up.
I've been through quite a few coding companies.
Yeah.
I think we all have.
You know, I mean, you know, it's like, I forget who I was talking to a couple of weeks ago. I mean, it's, sometimes you just got to try them all until you find the right one. Right.
I mean, I'm always looking for the best. That's it.
Right. You know, and like I said, I mean, and I know a lot of people dispute it with me or disagree with me. And I mean, I get it. Right. But it's same shit, different bottle. You know,
exactly.
I mean,
it's like we were talking about earlier. Joe Bob down the street charged $400 for his coating, and he gave you a 5-year warranty for that.
Right.
You know, the another guy came to me and paid $2,000 for you know, with no warranty.
Yeah.
And that first guy, he could have not even applied it to the car. You don't know.
Right.
Like the dealerships, exactly. We get cars from dealers all the time. We're on their thing. They paid $1,700 for their ceramic coating. There, yeah. Nobody put anything on. There's nothing on that car.
No.
Like at all.
They put a sticker on it.
Yeah. You got, you paid $1,700 for the sticker.
Yeah.
And then I have to be the one to tell you, hey man.
There's no water behavior. Yeah, it doesn't look like
sorry,
this.
Yeah. Man.
No, I mean, and I get it. I mean, you know, like, yeah, there, like, you know, like you said earlier, there are some really, really good coatings and then there's some middle of the road coatings and whatever. Right. But I mean, realistically, when I say it, same shit, different bottle, because ceramics are all pretty much made from the same chemicals, right? It's right. Just tweaked different here, tweaked different, you know, each company, you know, tweaks it to however, you know, do you want longevity? Well, then you have to do more of this. Do you want more gloss? Well, then you have to do less of this and more of that, you know, whatever. So another, yeah, I mean, you know, I just tell people all the time, like, you know, find a company that's got good customer service, you know, that if you have a fuck up or you have an issue, you can get somebody on the phone or text message somebody quickly. And you're not like, you know, 2 weeks later, like, oh, hey, Alex, I just saw your text message or your missed phone call. What's up? What do you need? Like, never mind, dude. I figured it out, you know, by now, you know, find one that's ease of use. I mean, if you want a single layer, then, you know, go after the companies with single layer. If you feel like putting on two layers is going to give you that security, you know, that I put on a thicker coat, then find one that's a two coat, you know?
Right. You know, and
to me, it's little things like that, you know, the network, you know, find a good network.
Right. And you have all these people, whether it's detailers, dealerships, YouTubers, whatever, that are literally telling all of these people, when you get your ceramic car, when you get your car ceramic coat, you don't have to wash it. Bird poop's not going to stain it.
Yeah.
if you do wash it, just rinse it with hard water and walk away and you'll be fine.
Yeah,
so exactly. you have all of these people with terrible information.
Yeah.
That when they get their car coated, whoever it may be with, that in the back of their mind, you know, some of these people think that it's one and done and they don't have to take care of the car anymore.
Yeah.
So it gives it a bad name. Every other absolutely. Person that comes in here, you know, a lot of people think now that it's a gimmick. Ceramic coating's a gimmick.
Yeah.
Because their buddy has their car ceramic coated at the drive-through car wash every 2 weeks, and he's very happy with it. He's extremely happy with it. You know, my car doesn't have any scratches.
Right, but those are the clients that I'm just like, well, then that's the ceramic for you. The ceramic that I'm gonna do is definitely not for you. Yeah. You know, like I had a lady who called me yesterday and she thought that I was somebody that she had talked to, and I wasn't. And I said, what, you know, obviously I was kind of like, well, you know, what are you looking for? Maybe I can help you out, you know. And she was looking for some guy had quoted her for a compound, a buff job is what she said, a buff and shine or buff and wax or whatever she called it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
You know, and so I said, well, you know, and she knew, she's like, you know, like some people, if they don't know what they're doing, you know, buffing, they can put hologram or put swirl marks in it. And I said, yeah, you know, holograms. Yeah. So like I kind of did my whole little spiel, you know, well, I use a DA, like it's safer, like we can do this, like, you know, I've got many, many years experience in the industry. Like, you know, I'm, you know, egoed out, you know, with people message me for advice, you know, like sometimes I'm like, why are you messaging me? But, you know, you know, and I said, but just out of curiosity, like, what did they quote you? And she was like, oh, it was like $350 or something like that. And I was like, I can't even come close to that. Never mind. And she's like, why? How much are you? I was like, ma'am, I'm double that just for a polish and wax. I said, you know, and she's like, oh my gosh. She's like, yeah. She goes, I do remember talking to you before a couple of years ago. And she goes, I remember you were very expensive. And I said, you're right, ma'am. I said, but honestly, like, you know, with my knowledge and my experience, I charge what I charge because I know I'm worth it. And I said, and I get it. I'm not for everybody. You know, I'm not, probably not your client, or probably not your shop to go to, you know?
Yeah. You get what you pay for.
She goes, right. Right. And, you know, but she was cool. She was like, well, I'm glad that you at least talked to me and gave me some information. Cause she's like, now when I find this guy that I talk to, I can ask him some questions and,
right,
you know, things like that.
So, and two, you educated her too. So right, that when she goes to the other guy, she's going to say, exactly, well, there are people that are busy with that.
Yeah. And that's what I always tell people, like, whether you come to me or not, I'm going to give you education so that if you go to the next person, you have the questions to ask, because I always feel like that's a, you know, a karma thing, right? Like, you put good karma out there, it'll come back to you. Like, that lady might not use me, but she might bump into somebody that maybe has a nicer car than her or a better car than her.
Exactly.
And she's going to be like, I know the guy you got to go to.
Right. Right?
So yeah, that's why I do it. Yeah. Cause you never know. You never know what it'll turn into. So, but let's jump in. Oh, did you freeze again? Oh, okay. Yeah. You froze again. Well, let's do a commercial. Hopefully you unfreeze. We'll do a commercial.
I'm gonna come back strong.
Exactly. We just gotta come back and knock out the closing. We'll be good, man. All right. We'll be right back.
Tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
A lot of guys were generally trying out, going, "Huh, these things are cool." But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet, and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
Get in its stride. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very.
Yeah.
So do you think retailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name's Alan Medcraft, and I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to viperindustrial.com and check out. Use the code DSP to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper's giving you off, get another $25 as well.
Do you own a detailing business but want to improve your success online? Or are you just starting out but not even sure where to begin? Let Detailers Roadmap guide you down the road to success. Detailers Roadmap is an all-in-one web solution for your auto detailing business. A custom website designed to help you attract and retain customers without breaking the bank. We'll write and design your website from start to finish and provide ongoing support to ensure it's working great for you. Our custom website packages include everything you need to succeed online. And with our local SEO services, we'll make sure your business gets noticed by customers in your area. So why wait? It's time to take your auto detailing business to the next level with an all-in-one website solution from Detailers Roadmap. Visit detailersroadmap.com to get started today.
All right. Now we're going to close out. We're going to close out strong. We're going to do this.
All right.
So we're going to do the questions.
Okay.
So these now people get a chance to, probably think about them and come up with some good answers.
For sure.
So obviously the one that I love to ask the most is, you know, when was that moment that you realized your worth, you know, that aha, like, you know, if I keep charging this much, I'm going to go flip burgers at McDonald's for more money. So I got to be better kind of thing.
I think the original moment was when somebody that had trained me back in 2009 to 2011, something like that, asked what I was charging and got upset.
Oh, nice. Because you were more than them? We're not going to finish out strong. You froze. No. You there? Damn it.
I don't know. Is it okay?
Back? Yeah, okay. Now you're back.
I'm back. I think I'm back. Yeah. All right. Told me next customer that comes in, you're not charging enough. He got upset. He said, next customer that comes in, double the price. I'm like, you're crazy, okay, man. No one's ever gonna go for that.
Yeah.
Like, why? How could I just do that? Next customer came in, I doubled the price. They didn't even bat an eye, and that was my new price. And as long as you can justify the price, as like we were saying earlier, you get what you pay for. You could charge them $2,200 for a new car coating on a small car, but you better get that thing the best it could possibly be. Otherwise, they're not getting what they pay for.
Right.
So I think that was the aha moment for me, was nice. Like, this guy has no problem paying double what I paid yesterday, but I need to make sure that the service matches the price.
Right, right. And sometimes the service does match the price, but you were severely undervaluing it by not charging it enough. So
that's exactly what was happening.
Right. So a lot of times necessarily it's like I'm already doing this price, but I'm down here in price. I just have to make them match, kind of thing. Yeah. So yeah.
And I think it's a problem in the detail industry a lot, because a lot of detailers aren't businessmen. You know, they don't know their numbers. They don't know what profit for that service is going to be versus a loss. And I think that's it's a huge thing for detailers.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, and the fact that, you know, like we've talked before, there's no real standardization in this industry. You know, everybody complains it's the lowest, you know, lowest bar to get into, you know, kind of thing. And, you know, and you know, our good friend Dave Fermani, you know, he's always talking about raise your prices, but yet everybody's always racing to the bottom because they're so afraid of not doing work that they're willing to undercut the next guy over and do it cheaper just so they get it. And you don't, you know, they don't realize that, you know, the more that you're doing that, you know, now again, you're doing a work level at a 9 and you're only charging at a 6 for it, you know, where you should be charging a 9 to get a 9.
And eventually you'll push yourself down to your service level being a 6.
Right.
So like if you're
push it and down. You just won't get people anymore because your service level is going to be so far down.
Yeah. There's no way to grow it when you're doing that.
Yeah. No, I mean, I wish more people would raise their prices. I think, you know, it's weird, you know, cause like you said you had that person that did that to you. I mean, I had the kind of the same thing with Noxie when I went and visited Noxie, and you know, Noxie's like, you're not charging enough, you know, and he's like, go home and charge $200 more on your next client. You know, he's like, that's it. Just $200 more. Just raise it $200. And I went home and I was like, man, there's no way. There's no way. I'm already at $1,200. Like, no way somebody's going to pay $1,400. And like you said, next client comes in. I was like, $1,400. And they're like, okay, cool. When can we do it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. People will pay for good service.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I had a guy today, he paid $1,000 for 2 fenders PPF on a Tesla with a huge smile on his face. And it took me a couple hours and it looked perfect. And everybody was super happy, even though he paid a lot of money for it. He has that peace of mind knowing that I did it correctly. I used a good film. It's worth it to him, and they'll pay for good quality service and products.
Exactly.
But you have to match it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Which takes time.
Right. And I think a lot of it is confidence too, right? Like a lot of detailers are not confident in their ability to make the sale, you know?
Yeah. And it's both ways because I see a lot of detailers that are overly confident, but their service is lacking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it's the internet. It drives the social media stuff. It's amazing. You can use it as a tool, like I said, or you can be brainwashed. And that's the only two things you can do with social media. It's hard for me to keep up with it.
Yeah, no, for sure. Okay. So the next question is the fight song. So it's, you know, WrestleMania, it's, you know, fight night, you know, you're coming out to the ring. What's that song that just lets everybody know who you are and pumps you up to do some damage in the ring?
Oh my gosh. I used to be in a band, in like a hardcore band, and I'm very into music. So when you ask me for one specific song, my mind is going absolutely bonkers. Yeah. I'm trying to think of one song. Oh man, to pump everything up. I guess my hype song would be Perseverance by Hatebreed. If you're looking for a hype, that would be like a hype song, I would say. You're talking WrestleMania coming out all crazy. I would say that's a good one.
Yeah. That's the one that gets you hyped up.
Right.
Okay. And then last one is the smart list question. And this is basically just a fancy way to ask you, you know, where you would like to be in 5 years. So if you had, you know, the magical powers of Samantha from Bewitched to wiggle your nose, like where would your career or business be? You know, if you had that ability to make it happen right now, where would you be?
The only thing that I would say is a further goal from what I've accomplished already is to have a guy that's just doing the detailing. And I step back from doing the detailing and I focus mainly on film and then doubling that up and having a guy that just does the film and I focus just on the business. So it's not becoming a huge business, but I'm stepping back from the physical labor and working on just sales, marketing, customer retention and things like that. After that, I'm good. That's all that I could ask for. I don't want a humongous business. But I do love taking care of people, especially people that help me. And to have just a couple guys, one doing detailing, one doing film all day, every day, and me just filling their workload, that's it for me. That's all I would want. Yeah.
Listen, man, that's good. I mean, that's the beauty that I like of that question. I mean, some people, you know, are most people it's to scale at some point, whether it's to scale small, like what you're saying, just grow it a little bit more, me be able to step back, you know, let it kind of run itself. And I, you know, do more front of house than back of house. Or if it's, you know, a couple of people that we talk to that, like, you know, they envision being the next Chicago Auto Pros. They're like, man, I want to grow it to this and I want to be this and I want to be that.
Yeah.
You know, that's
which I used to want to.
Yeah.
And now I don't.
I think it's easy when you first start out. You're like, fuck yeah, man, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Right. And then, you know, the flip-flops get you, you know? And then you take the flip-flops off and you're like, this shit's fucking hard.
Yeah,
you know?
Dude. Like, yeah.
Fuck that dude with the flip-flops, man.
Right. Like, he fucking duped.
Yeah, he probably was just washing his own car in his driveway and gotcha, you know, like
he thought
he was doing some mobile business.
Yeah. I always tell my wife, like, if I wasn't doing this, I'll sell hot dogs. I just want to work for myself.
Yeah.
And if I'm making money and I'm working for myself, I'm happy. Yeah. And it doesn't matter what I'm doing. Like, I have a passion for detailing for sure. I mean, obviously, I've been doing it forever.
But
I'm passionate about being happy and healthy.
Right.
Oh no.
Why are we freezing so much tonight, guys?
I don't know.
There you are. Okay, you're back. You're back.
I thought it was my internet, but now I'm second guessing it.
Yeah, I don't know. You're 9 out of 10, so I mean it's not that bad. So
I'm about to write a strongly worded email to Restream right now.
It could be Restream.
Right. Knows, man. Yeah.
You know, the crazy thing about it though is sometimes if you still talk, even if it freezes, like, it's still recording because it's recording from your, so who knows? Right.
I'm gonna write him an email and I'm gonna say Zoom didn't do that last week.
Yeah, but you guys, dude, Zoom did it to us a lot. That's why we're on Restream.
Okay.
And also because we could stream it to our YouTube and our Facebook platform.
Awesome.
We couldn't do that on Zoom. So
that's awesome.
Plus we can do a lot more cooler shit with this, like the whole background thing and then adding the commercials and all that stuff. We wouldn't be able to do that with Zoom. So
Man, you had me. I'm about to go home and buy more stuff because of your commercials. So
yeah, go for
figure
it.
Figure out. I'll use your code. I'm gonna figure
just
out your
please
code.
Please make sure you use our code so that these guys know that you're spending money with them because of us.
Right.
So when I go back to them. Yeah, when I go back next year and be like, please, sir, we need more money.
that wheel brush from Autofiber caught my eye. What did they call it? I forget what they called it.
It's the axe or something.
I forget what they called it, but it looked awesome. It was like a super weird shape, right?
So it's bendable. God, Ian's gonna kill me if he listens to this because I should know the name of it. I have it.
Oh, I put you on the spot.
It's the, what's the wheel brush called? What is that even under? Let me do a search. Yeah, I'll do a search.
But that thing looked awesome with that. Yeah, little...
The cool thing about it. Is it's the barrel blade. That's right.
Barrel blade.
Yeah, the barrel blade. I didn't even, as soon as I started typing wheel, I remember it's called the barrel blade. Yeah, so that thing's cool. So dude, I mean, it's like literally maybe half an inch thick, and it's probably like 2.5, maybe 3 inches wide or whatever. And the microfiber mitt that you put over it like snaps on, so like you can take that off to like throw in your laundry and wash it, you know, and like clean it up and make it look nice. But the blade part of it is bendable, so you can bend it to any kind of shape that you need with the wheels. And I'll tell you, man, like I was a big fan of the Daytona speed brush. Right. Because that was the only brush, because that one like kind of collapses down to the metal rod in the middle. And that was the only one that I could get in between these cars with like, you know, big giant, rotors and calipers. And there's no room, you know, in between that and the, and the wheel, right? The rim. But the barrel blade is, I haven't had any issues with it getting in between the caliper and the rim on pretty much everything that I've done so far. I mean, even my RS3 has got big 6-piston calipers up front with like a big giant, like, God, I don't know, 15, 16, 17 inch rotor or something like that.
Those things are badass.
Yeah. And it gets in there like no problem. So yeah, that barrel blade's pretty badass, because especially the fact that you can bend it, you can take the cover off of it and throw it in the wash or pressure wash it out, however you want.
I'm going to buy three tonight.
Yeah, do it. Mitt on a stick isn't too bad either if you do big vehicles, because he's found a way to like basically put a mitt at the end of a brush. So when you're doing bigger vehicles, you're actually just washing it with a mitt and you're not creating any swirls or scratches. And that's kind of the same thing. Like it snaps on and snaps off. So you can take the cover off and throw it in the wash and all that fun stuff. So
nice.
Yeah, there you go, Ian. Gave you some extra promo for that.
Yeah, you guys got me with the commercial, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. No. We try to make them fun, try to make them cool. You know, it's all good stuff. Sure. All right. So listen, David, Brian, whoever you are.
You know, dude, I'm so pumped on the title. David Rotenberg got duped by the flip-flops. Yeah, that is the coolest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Like I love it. Yeah. I'll remember that forever now.
Exactly. Dude, I expect to like see you now have like flip-flops on your t-shirts and flip-flop decals and like all kinds of, there you go. Yep.
Yeah. There it is.
He's got the slides on. Yeah.
I don't even want to wear them anymore now.
Yeah. 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 You're gonna fuck,
I gotta wear boots. Yeah. Boots every day now. 100 degrees boots.
Yeah. I'm not getting duped by these things anymore.
Right.
Listen, man, I really appreciate you reaching out to me, man. Cause, you know, that's kind of the thing nowadays. It's, you know, it's kind of getting harder and harder for me to like, just, you know, go out and pick who I want to talk to. I mean, I've talked to so many people in the past almost 3 years. And there's still so many more people that obviously, you know, we need to get to and we need to have. But when people like you reach out to me, dude, it just makes my job so much easier. As long as I don't forget and have to message you last minute, you know, like, hey, you want to come on the show tomorrow night? Like, I really meant to message you like on Monday, dude. I forget what I was doing, but I was running around doing something. And I was like, I gotta message a guy from Instagram, and set him up for Friday, cause I don't have anybody for Friday. And the next thing, dude, I was making the video last night for the raffle, the unboxing on the raffle that we're going to be doing for the Flex products. And I was like, shit, it's Thursday and I don't have a guest for tomorrow. So
I'm very passionate.
I still got you.
Okay. I'm super passionate about it, and I could talk about detailing PPF and tint forever. Yeah. And the industry as a whole, being in it since 2009 and seeing the shit show that it is right now, or that it's been really forever, just like every industry. But yeah. I love talking about it, man. That's awesome, I'm passionate about. So if you ever need to fill a space, you just let me know. And I'll talk about flip-flops for 2 hours.
Yeah. We'll do a flip-flop episode.
Dude, I think there should be a flip. Yeah.
Yeah, which flip-flops are most to entice you into detailing for the rest of your life.
Right. And yeah. I guarantee you, though, that there's a lot of detailers that have input on that, too.
Yeah, probably.
Like you got like asking a question for just detailers. How do you feel about flip flops? And you'll get some good answers, I bet.
Yeah, we'll throw it out there. We'll ask flip flops or those toe things, those toe shoes. You know?
Oh fuck!
The toe shoes.
I can't get into the Crocs and all the stuff the kids are wearing now, man.
There's a lot of detailers who wear them.
Hey,
so
more power to everybody. I'm sure they're super comfy. I'm sure you're very fashionable wearing them, but I can't put them on my feet. And I have ugly ass feet and I still can't wear them.
You got to put them in sport mode though when you're detailing. So
right.
I don't know. I'm with you, dude. I can't wear Crocs. Right. My daughter wears them. I'm just like, God, you know?
Yeah.
But no, man, I really appreciate you jumping on and doing this, dude. It was a great conversation. It was really cool to meet you. Man, I'll definitely keep you, in the loop for, especially like, you know, when we do these topics and things like that, and we're always kind of looking for maybe somebody to talk to, you know, who might be a good guest or whatever. So I'll kind of keep you in mind if a topic ever comes up that, you know, might be good for you to have, you know, come on or whatever. And yeah, man, we'll do that.
Awesome.
I know it's, probably dinner time there. You're still at the shop. So
probably gotta bounce out.
Go home.
Yes, sir. It is Friday night.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, man, take care. We'll talk with you soon. I appreciate it, man.
Hey, likewise, dude. I had a great time. I geek out on this stuff. So anytime you want to ask me some questions or have me on, I would love to do it. I had a really good time. Man.
Will do. Sure. I'll make sure I save your name properly in my phone this time. So
I think how you have it right now is perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Really?
No, put it in as sandals. I'll put you as sandals in my phone.
That's it.
Yeah, I'll put you as sandals in my phone.
Please don't even put my name.
Yeah. Just put sandals. And then one day I'll need to call you and I'm like, where the fuck is David's name at? And I'm like, who the fuck is sandals? And I'm like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That's awesome.
All right, man. I'll shout at you later, buddy. Take care. All right,
thank you, man. Thank you, Alex.
All right, bye. All right. So, man, thanks. I mean, if you made it this far, thanks for staying through with this. This is, it was not on my game tonight. We kind of pulled it through, though. We had a little bit of connectability issues, but you know, whatever, shit happens. That's the thing that goes. I didn't talk about it in the beginning. I should have, because hopefully people who have listened this far. We are going to do the raffle. Jason, I think, is going to make up a some kind of image or something like that to put on the Facebook page that'll, you know, kind of have everything. But so far, I think what we're going to do is, so we're going to raffle off the limited edition Red Beast. We're going to do 30 seats or 30 tickets, whatever, for $25 a ticket. So basically $25, you get a chance to win a, I don't know what this thing costs, $550, $600, something like that. And you know, it'll basically be, you know, like if we were tearing tickets off a raffle, you know, first person that messages me and, you know, I'll send an invoice out and they pay it gets number one and number two and number three and so on and so forth. If you buy multiple tickets, then you would get one, two, three. You know, if you bought three tickets or four tickets, you go one, two, three, four. You guys get it. And then for the PXE 80, I think we're going to do that one kind of the same, 30 seats or 30 tickets. And we'll do that one at $20 a pop. So for $20, you get a chance to win a Flex PXE 80. And you guys saw if you guys didn't see the video I posted in the live group, I mean, these are brand new machines. I haven't even opened them yet. I just opened them out of the box just to kind of show them off. I'm not even going to open them to show anybody. You'll get them brand new as they are. So yeah, so we're going to do that. That'll be going on this week. Hopefully we can unload those really quick because I need to pay up some credit card bills for this trip to Seattle. So help us with that. I guess that's about it, man. Thanks to David for coming on, being super cool with me being late to the show and then me calling him Brian for some fucking reason. I don't even know where Brian came from. Because it clearly says in his text, David. So yeah, whatever. All right, please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button, bell, whatever it is, wherever you're listening to it. Please give us a 5-star review. Go follow us on TikTok. 1,000, 1,000, 1,000. We're at 71. Only got like 929 more to go. So please go follow us on TikTok. All right, everybody, have a great weekend, day, night, whatever. Oh, this comes out on Sunday. Yeah, have a great Monday. Have a great Tuesday. Have a great night, whatever it is when you listen to this. We appreciate it. Take care. Bye.